Pakistan's black-suited lawyers are widely credited with sparking the democratic movement that ended Pervez Musharraf's nearly 9-year rule. But after the president resigned on August 18th, the lawyers have replaced their well-known chant of "Go Musharraf, go" with a slogan against the man who once championed their cause.
Adliya se gaddari hai,
gaddari hai, gaddari hai.
Adliya se gaddari hai.
They say, who is responsible for betraying the judiciary? Zardari is. Zardari is. Asif Ali Zardari is the leader of the Pakistan People's Party and likely presidential successor to Mr. Musharraf. His party's coalition government fell apart earlier this week after its main partner, the Pakistan Muslim League (IN), accused it of failing to honor pledges to restore the judiciary. But political leaders of the PMLN, led by former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, did not join the several thousand lawyers who protested in major cities. A spokesman told VOA, Mr. Sharif's party still supports the lawyers, but party leaders are focusing on the presidential election scheduled for September 6th. The lack of political support and some signs of dissension among the deposed judges have undermined the once formidable lawyers' movement. On Wednesday, 8 more judges of the 60 who were deposed by President Musharraf decided to take a new oath with the government and resume their duties. They joined about 20 others who have returned to work since last November's state of emergency. Judges who have refused to take a new oath, including the former Supreme Court Chief Justice Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhry, say they were never legally fired and should not have to take an oath to resume their duties. Attar Manula is a senior lawyer and spokesman for the former Chief Justice.
We are struggling for rule of law, and it's unfortunate that the democratic forces which are in power today, they unfortunately are bent upon to somehow validate the actions of Pervez Musharraf.
While political leaders prepare for next week's presidential elections, violence continues in Pakistan's northwest. A bomb attack on a prison bus near Banu killed 9 police officers and 2 prisoners. On Wednesday, the military said a continuing offensive against Taliban militants in the Bajor tribal region killed at least 44 more fighters. The military says more than 500 militants have been killed in recent weeks in the battle, and more than 200,000 people have fled the fighting. Top Pakistani and U.S. commanders met on an American aircraft carrier in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday to discuss the ongoing battle against Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. A Pakistani military spokesman said the commanders discussed security issues, but he did not give details. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.